Sometimes, you know, the intent, there's no intent there. Sometimes you hit a guy a little bit higher than anticipated. I mean, even the last one, he came to the sideline and says, hey, one guy told me it was a good hit. And the other official told me that he saw it differently. So there's a lot of different interpretations of it. And at the end of the day, we'll find out.
And that's Coach Mike Shanahan discussing the illegal hits by Brandon Merriweather. That was obviously before the suspension was handed down. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace, the Redskins beat reporter. We're talking about Brandon Merriweather. That, of course, is the big news surrounding the Redskins. And, oh, yeah, I guess they won a pretty good game on Sunday.
It was entertaining. I was entertained.
That was, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
A lot of people were. 45-41 win over the Bears gets the Redskins off the proverbial schneid, heading into what is probably their toughest game of the year in Denver. But before we get to that, and we're not getting to that before Friday, but just before we get to the Bears, rehashing that, certainly the suspension for Brandon Merriweather, two games, in case you haven't heard, he is in the process of appealing it. What does this mean for the Denver game? I mean, you don't want to go into Peyton Manning's house without your best safety.
Well, and also keep in mind, Reed Dowdy suffered a concussion last week, so
yeah,
you could be without your top two guys. It's going to be a heavy dose of Biggers and Rambo. And Rambo hasn't played in a couple weeks. He's been
inactive.
So yeah, not a good situation for the Redskins. But as far as Merriweather, he even said after the game on Sunday in the locker room, and you could tell his face, he was kind of, I won't say distraught about it, but he knew that something could come down about it. But he even said one official said it was okay, and one said not. And the one in the end zone, he left his feet, led with his helmet. That's, you can't do that. But one on the sideline, you know, you could have gone either way, I think. I really do.
Right.
I mean, I think he hit his shoulder, and then the helmet kind of hit. But anytime the helmet hits, I get it. And he's a repeat offender, let's be honest. I mean, he's already been fined with the Packers, knocked out Eddie Lacy, knocked himself out in that game, too. So, you know, anytime you're a repeat offender in that situation, you're going to get it. And, you know, he's going to get two games for it. And I have to agree with the suspension. I do.
Well, I agree with it, too. And like you said, a repeat offender.
Yeah.
Guy's been fined five times since 2009, totaling over $144,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
They could give me that money.
Yeah.
I would do something with that. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, and if you remember a few years ago where you had that rash of what they call quote-unquote illegal hits, where you had those real bad hits. There was about three or four
with
games
Harrison
all in one week.
Yeah,
with Harrison, and Merriweather was one of those guys. Now, for me personally, and, you know, maybe I'm one of the more barbaric of the NFL fans out there, but I thought that a lot of those hits were either clean or inadvertent.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that I thought was dirty was Brandon Merriweather, because he led with the helmet, went up, and basically put the crown of his helmet right in Todd Heap's chin back when he was playing for the Ravens. So this has been a problem with him for a long time, and this is sort of the buyer beware, so to speak, when you sign a guy like this and rely so heavily on him. Because we heard all offseason, they're going to get Brandon Merriweather back. The safety position is going to be okay. Well, it's not okay, because the guy's going to continue to miss time because he can't keep his head out of a tackle.
Yeah, you don't know if he's going to be on the field or not. It's bad enough he missed the time with the injury and he couldn't get on the field. And the training camp, he was slowed with it. We kept hearing every day, they're taking it slow. Then he gets back, gets hurt again, and, you know, and then knocks himself out. So, and then now this situation. So it's, you're right, it's a buyer beware. They knew what they were getting, but at this point it's gotten to a level that's just not, it's not good.
Not acceptable. And I'm surprised to see Mike Shanahan, of all people, continue to put up with this, because he's
well, they
probably
need it right now. That's
there's that. But more than a lot of other coaches, he's a guy that if you're hurt or you can't stay on the field consistently enough for me, I don't have a use for you.
Correct. Yeah. That's him. You're right.
I mean, how productive was Ryan Terrain when he was here?
Yeah.
And they were frustrated because he couldn't stay on the field. They cut him. So,
Well, look at Rambo. Drafted a guy. He's starting safety.
Yeah.
And he's now can't see the field at all. Can't see the uniform.
Yeah.
And all it's a shame, because all this coming on off a win, when we saw the offense look like, resemble itself mostly from last year, this game.
Well, let's talk about that then. We got the bad news out of the way. Let's talk about this win. The Redskins offense wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting in the end zone. They're finishing drives. They're even hitting the big play, that big touchdown to Aldrick Robinson, which, by the way, that was an underthrow by Robert. That was a play that, if the safety doesn't fall on his behind, that's probably an interception.
Yeah.
But not to be the party pooper, but, I mean, they looked a lot better than they have all year. We saw Robert, his most effective running the ball.
84 yards, yeah.
Season high, and he was finding lanes. I mean, it looked a lot like what we saw last year.
It did, and they had the design, you know, they ran the read option a lot, but he was keeping that football a lot, which was what you like to see. They were running right, running left. I mean, he was even stayed in bounds a couple times to get a couple extra yards, which I'm sure the coaches didn't like to see, you know, right. Just get out of bounds. But
just get out.
but it also, all that also sets up the pass. I mean, and that's what I think how this offense is going to be successful moving forward. And also a guy named Jordan Reed. I mean, you talk about a heck of a day. Sets the Redskins rookie tight end record for yards in a game, you know, at touchdown. I mean, this is a guy they found, and if this continues, 83, Fred Davis is not going to see the field probably ever again for this team.
Yeah, and according to Pro Football, talking to apparently a couple of other sources, the Redskins are actively shopping him.
Right.
And Jordan Reed, and I'll say this real quick, I was listening to Chris Cooley talk about him over the course of last week, and he was putting him in the same vein as guys like Jimmy Graham and some of these like elite, like game-changing tight ends.
They found a good one.
Right. Yeah. And I said, come on, son. And and after seeing Sunday, it kind of gave me pause. I was like, maybe Cooley's onto something.
Right.
I mean, he knows a little something about the tight end position,
sure.
And he says this guy is legit.
And so, he's been banged up a little bit, so...
Yeah.
They may hold on to Davis. It's, you know, a little bit because Reed was banged up earlier in the year, couldn't practice the offseason.
I think Paulson's playing hurt as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So they may end up hanging on to Fred for a little bit, but they have seen the emergence of a go-to guy. And Griffin's worked with him in the offseason. He said that after the game. He knows he's able to separate from defenders. I mean, this guy is playing some good football, and it's exactly what this team needs.
I don't know.
As far as a threat.
I don't know what you'd get for Fred Davis anyway in the middle of a season.
No,
I mean, probably
guys,
a conditional pick or something like that.
His teams know that they're going to want to dump him. So
yeah, right.
They're not going to give up anything for him unless there's an absolute need right now.
Right.
Now, Finley out in Green Bay, you never know. And the Bills had interest in him the offseason, but
wouldn't that be something if you could work out a trade with the Bills where you get Jarius Byrd, they get Fred Davis? That would be pretty awesome.
Sure.
Unfortunately, that's sort of a Madden move, and this is real life.
right.
But yeah, so great to see them wake up. I'm a little disheartened by the fact that they weren't able to stop a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you knock Jay Cutler out of the game, that should be your ace in the hole right there. And in fact, it sort of emboldened the Bears a little bit, I thought.
And, you know, and I specifically asked Arakpo that after the game as far as the difference when a guy like that comes in. He says, look, he says, as a fan, you can sit out there and say, oh my God, it's the backup quarterback. They should be destroying this guy. But when in fact, they don't prepare, they don't even know who the backup is. They don't prepare for anything. So that's an advantage to the backup quarterback.
Sure.
He said, look, he came in and was able to run, do some things. We couldn't stop him. So I see where he's coming from there, but also it's Josh McCown, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you know, at
exactly.
some point. And they got a defensive touchdown from Arakpo. But, you know, I would like to have seen them put the game away each time the offense went up, each time the Redskins went up. But they couldn't do that. But in the end, the confident Griffin led them down the field, which was also good to see. So I think you needed to see that. And, you know, it just scares you going into Denver and giving up that many points and yards.
But it's probably good for them because you need to see that out of Robert. And now they will probably have more confidence to say, hey, look, if we can keep this close against Denver, then we're going to have a shot
to win. No, the whole confidence thing is true. And they said it after the, you know, players talked about in the huddle the last drive. They're like, let's just go win the game. Do your job, we'll go win the game. And we kept confidence that we're going to do that.
All right. And we will discuss what it will take for them to do that.
We have confidence that we're going to discuss it.
Oh, I have confidence that we will.
Good.
We'll be here.
All right.
We'll be here. Rob Woodfork here. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap on WTOP.com. That is my man, George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. We will talk to you guys Friday.